I think roughly the same percentage, yeah.
I guess the concern would be if union employee, is that considered a benefit? You know, that's something to get into at some point.
It hasn't been, part of the contract up to this point. You know, we feel at this point that it's a management decision, that we do have the flexibility to make. If we wanted to discuss that in a little more detail, we could, because it's part of negotiations, you know, discuss it also in executive session.
Okay.
If you want to get into a little more detail. So, you know, at this point, I think we last fall decided that we would, you know, take, once our new computer system was in place and we could, you know, more readily track the use of the transponders, we just didn't have a lot of data without, frankly, going through a very intensive manual process to figure out what percentage of the usage was commuting costs versus other costs, you know, which, of course, you know, needs to factor into, I think, any decision that we make, because ultimately those other costs are costs that we would bear in one way, shape, or form. But we have found, after tracking this over the last year, that the vast majority of this usage is for commuting purposes. You know, I don't know if there's, I think the tollway needs to make a decision at this point whether that's something that we want to continue.
Mike, something that I would like to see is, based on the ones that are using it, obviously being new to the board, if we could get a ballpark of an idea of an average salary of those people that are using it, then we could base it on what the cost is to see what the percentage of their salary, just to get a ballpark to see exactly where that benefit, that percentage is for that employee.
And I should say, we do have that data and we can readily provide that.
Thank you.
So a discussion to limit or discontinue, or a benefit is used to be taken up at another meeting.
Well, I think that we were hoping to get some sense of kind of the board feeling about it at this meeting. We though are happy to, because we do have new board members and had previously discussed kind of the negotiations and impacts in that regard with previous board members. We're happy to also take that up in executive session, and maybe we can come back to discuss it when you've had a little bit more when we've had a little bit more discussion in executive session. But we'd like to get a sense of the board today, if at all.
Right. I think we need to take a look at it, seriously take a look at it, maybe discontinuing or monitoring that benefit or limiting that benefit depending on the need. That would be my take on it.
And I'd so like maybe to we should go into an executive session.
Well, we can if you want. I thought maybe take it up at the full board executive session. I know there are other directors who have been interested in that, and I think we should just raise it at the regular board meeting.
At the full board, and go into executive session at the full board. Sure, absolutely.
I know there are other board members who expressed to both of us their interest in this issue.
Okay. Great.
Thanks, Mike.
Sure, thank you.
And thanks. Lou did a great deal of work in preparing this presentation, so thank you also to the board. So, I think with that, we're ready to go into the business of the board. I think the next item is public comment.
Any public comment?
I think we've got any.
I don't think we have any.
No.
Okay. No public comment. Number four, approval of the minutes of the Finance Administration's Operations Committee meeting held on October 19th. Do we hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Approved.
Okay, all in favor? Great.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Nays?
Great. So, first items on the agenda are finance, establishing an improvement account to fund a portion of the Move Illinois program. Mike, do you want to talk a little bit about this?
Thank you. Good morning again. Finance has three items for the committee this morning. The first item is approval to establish funding for the improvement account for the Move Illinois Capital Program. On August 25th, the Tollway adopted a resolution approving $12.1 billion long-range plan for the tollway system known as Move Illinois. The Move Illinois provides for various capital projects throughout the tollway system. A portion of those projects, roughly 50%, slightly less than 50%, are what are characterized under the indenture as renewal and replacement projects. And about $6.4 billion, I believe, of that $12.1 billion are characterized as improvement projects. Improvement projects are typically those projects where you would either add to the system or add capacity to the system or provide some other enhancement or modification that improves upon the existing system. Under a section of the trust indenture, in order to fund those improvements, the indenture requires that a resolution be adopted to allow for the deposit of funds into the improvement account or allow for expenditures, allow for deposit of funds into the improvement account to be allocated for these improvements. So what we're asking today in this resolution is to authorize an initial $1 billion to be allocated over time to the improvement account to fund the initial improvements that we will begin in 2012.
Is that set in the indenture, the bond indenture? Is that what that?
This requirement for the resolution is in the indenture.
$1 billion, is that the?
No. The $1 billion is just the. We know that it's $6.4 billion over 15 years. We know that requirement will eventually have to be increased, but in an effort to start the first few years of the program, we are suggesting that initial requirements or initial allocation be $1 billion funding that ultimately much larger number. And again, this is not expenditure of the funds, it's an authorization to deposit funds to that account as they become available to ultimately fund the projects.
Any comment? Any questions? Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Nays?
Second item is amended resolution number 19257 to extend merchant card services with Vantiv, American Express, and Discover for a period of 90 days. We currently have contracts with Vantiv, which was formerly Fifth Third Processing Solutions, to process our credit card or merchant card transactions for all of the merchant card transactions that are for our customers. We also have contracts with American Express and Discover to settle directly with, not to process the initial transaction, but to make the settlements of the amounts directly with American Express and Discover, because they have in the past, we have not been allowed in the past under their contracts to settle with a bank and then have the bank settle with American Express and Discover. So back in 2007, the tollway issued a request for proposals in 2007 for merchant card services. Fifth Third Processing Services provided the highest scoring proposal and was awarded the contract, which became effective January 1, 2008 and ran through December 31, 2010. That RFP also allowed for 2 1-year renewals. We renewed the contract for a year, with the understanding from the board that we were going to rebid this year. We went through that process, and we did rebid the contract, and again, through an RFP process, and again, the Fifth Third Processing Services, which is now Vantiv, was the highest scoring proposal and was awarded the contract by the board. However, the negotiation and the final processes to complete the procurement have extended much longer than what we had anticipated, so we have not yet finalized the contract with the third that was awarded earlier this year, and we're seeking a 90-day extension for that, for the old contract, which expires December 31st, to ensure we don't have an interruption in that service. Similarly, for American Express and Discover, we're seeking similar 90-day extensions for the same purpose. While we're working with American Express on a new contract, and a new contract, quite frankly, that will reduce the fees quite significantly, we need this 90-day period to continue the services uninterrupted for our customers. The upper limit of compensation associated with all three of these contracts is $5.5 million. That represents the cost that we think we will incur in total through March 30th
Well, that's the additional request. That's not the upper limit of the entire contract.
The upper limit's right. Increased by 5.5. Right. I think the upper limit goes to $54.3 million
right.
Because it represents expenses all the way back to January 1, 2008. So the upper limit, I think, will be increased from approximately $48.8 to $54.3 million, a $5.5 million increase, which will fund all of those costs through March 30th of 2012. To the extent that we're able to finalize the new contract sooner than the resolution that was passed by the board earlier would take effect, and we wouldn't spend this entire $5.5 million increase. It would be instead be expended against the prior authorization. Very, very complicated explanation, but really is due to both the length of time that it is taking to complete the new procedure.
I have two questions. Why would it take that long if we put out a procurement, which is a pretty complicated document, and everybody thought we knew what we were getting? And second, was the rebidding, did the rebidding give us a better deal than the contract that we had just finished extending?
The rebidding for the
Vantiv?
For Vantiv did not really result in any significant savings.
Very small. $300,000 out of our 12. Oh.
See, most of the fees that we do pay to Fifth Third or Vantiv now are the interchange fees that go to Visa and MasterCard. I think that was about $300,000.
But in 2012, the Discover Now is going to be handled by Vantiv?
A Discover Now will be settled through Vantiv.
So that would be the difference between 11 and 12? Because it seemed like Vantiv wasn't taking care of Discover in 2011?
Yes.
So will we see some savings there, or is it just it's more of a just easier
it's more
process?
More of a convenience issue. The savings that we would expect to see with respect to the degree of negotiation of these contracts really is in American Express. And in fact, they've agreed to reduce the rate, a portion of what we hope to achieve just for the 90-day extension.
I think part of the answer to your question is that with some of the new procurement regulations, we need to get disclosure forms from vendors. We need to, there's a lot more paper that needs to go back and forth and be approved between the vendor, the tollway, and the state purchasing oversight apparatus between the state purchasing officer, the chief purchasing officer for HC. There's just a lot of different things that need to go back and forth, and it is extending the time in which it takes to resolve, ultimately resolve the procurement. So that's part of it. Another part of it is that we have been really actively negotiating, trying to find a way to, as you may recall, American Express was, you know, one of the entities that charged significantly, different, I'll say higher fee originally, and we have been working hard to negotiate and try to find a way to lower that fee. So I think it's a combination of those things. Mike, did you have something else you wanted to add? No.
As to the first point, I think we all are aware that this new purchasing act is really adding time to everything we do, and I think what we need to be doing, I know Christy started this already, is just tracking to see what the extra steps are, what the extra time is, and the General Assembly that originally talked about. Reviewing that at some point after it's been implemented for a while, and I think we could probably contribute to that dialogue by talking to them about what it's meant for us.
Yes, we are tracking it. I'm not sure how soon they're going to take that up, but we are tracking it, and also, you know, to the extent that it is actually impacting us from a cost perspective, either positively or negatively, we are, you know, trying to keep track of that as well. So, but it is something that I would like to be able to say that we will not have more of these 90-day extensions in order to get to the resolution on the new contract or replacement, but I definitely cannot tell you that at this point. I think you're going to probably be seeing more of these.
So does that mean we need to move our whole process up?
And we have, but it's, you know, particularly when you're talking about the paperwork that needs to be exchanged between the vendor and the tollway and approved through the procurement apparatus, it's just something that you can't always, you know, accommodate, that something maybe takes 3 or 4 extra weeks to get back to you from the vendor, then there's some correction or question and have to go back and forth, and even providing extra time, you can't always accommodate or know exactly how much extra that's going to take.
Are there savings to be found, like other intergovernmental agreements with other agencies or state agencies? Or
that's what we're really pursuing, particularly on American Express, where if by, you know, through an intergovernmental agreement, we can kind of combine to get a higher volume of transactions and thus qualify for a lower fee. So we'll certainly be looking for that. We do order off CMS master contracts, and so we do, coordinate procurements and are required to through the state. That doesn't necessarily always result in a lower cost, but it does sometimes, and probably more frequently than not, frankly. So we do try to do that. But to the extent that you see other opportunities, for that in any of these procurements, we're always open to, you know, exploring if there are ways for us to, if we can do it under the code, combine and get a better rate or better treatment, you know, we're always happy to try to do that. So, I don't know if is there anything else on this item, Mike?
Finance, we request your approval of license on the consent agenda.
So a motion is needed to for approval to place us on the board's consent agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I need to recuse myself. Any nays?
So sounds like it. Carrie? I'm not sure what's the appropriate.
Aye.
It's just the tradition we have here.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Nay.
So we've noted your recusal. Third item.
All right. Third item is extension of 4 financial advisory services agreements. In January 2009, the tollway entered into agreements pursuant to board approval with AC Advisory, First Southwest Company, Columbia Capital Management, and Public Financial Management for the purpose of providing financial advisory services for amounts not to exceed cumulative compensation of $150,000 per firm for a term of 2 years, actually a term that ended December 31st, 2010. These agreements were renewed for the year for 1 year under the terms of the proposal. We are also in the process of now entering into a procedure for new financial advisory services, new underwriting service agreements. We waited in this case until we had a better idea of what the needs would be as a result of the Moving Light program that was approved in August. We knew these were expiring, but we didn't wait to issue the new procurement until after approval of Move Illinois. So it will take several more months to complete that procurement process. This resolution would approve extending these contracts for 90 days with no additional funding. There's still unexpended amounts on each of these contracts. And we do not anticipate that the services will be needed during that 90-day period, but I think it would be prudent to have those services available if market conditions were to warrant a transaction or other require other services. I would add that there were initially two other firms approved back in 2009. One of them withdrew initially after deciding to pursue underwriting business, and the other has been acquired by one of these firms.
I see between the four firms there's a 34% minority participation. Are any of these four vendors actually minority firms, or are they just subcontractors?
No, AAC Advisory.
Minority firm.
That finance would recommend approval of this item to be based on the board's consent.
How do you get to the 34% AC?
On the basis of the compensation.
Of
the compensation.
$106,000 paid up to through 2011?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if the 34% represents AC Advisor. It was one of the firms that was acquired was also.
It was a minority firm. Yes.
Comments?
Motion to approve.
Make the motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? No. Passes.
Thank you.
And I don't know, for information systems, if there are, I'm not sure if there are any recusals on any of these. Otherwise, I think we might be able to take them together. They can be discussed, of course, but if you wanted to, they could be taken together if you want to.
Sure. Thank you. IT has three items for consideration today. The first item is a sole source contract award for professional services to Electronic Transaction Consultants Corporation, ETCC, of Richardson, Texas, in an amount not to exceed $462,000. The TOLA is requesting additional specialized services from ETCC to migrate our existing electronic toll, violation processing, and customer support systems to a new and redundant hardware platform as part of our technology refresh and disaster recovery project. This is part of our effort to provide ongoing IT infrastructure support and redundancy for our primary revenue system. The proprietary nature of the software applications and the complexity of migrating these systems to the new hardware platform requires the selection of the current vendor to provide the requested services.
So ETCC is the vendor that is responsible for our, at this point, for our electronic toll collection system. This is really the vendor that helped us develop it, that helped us maintain it. They are the only vendor with the highly specialized system and the only vendor that can do this work for us at this time. As you know from the orientation for those new board members and the board members who've been with us for some time, we are looking to go through the process of redeveloping and creating a new system for electronic tolling, but right now the system that we have and the partnership that we have is with ETCC.
And I just have a question on how it affects the budget. While I was reading through most of these, And maybe if you could just explain, like, the $462,000, when I looked at these contracts, that they're more, a lot of them are to do with fiscal year 2012. Like, here we have a start date of December 11 that goes through May 31st, 2012. But when I look down at the budget detail, it shows up 2011 budget. So I don't understand, because it seemed like if the auditors came in, these are all prepaid expenses that would be affecting our 2012 budget. And why are we showing them as 2011 budgets? And I saw that going throughout some of them, so I figured I'd ask now. So maybe you could kind of give me some explanation on why it shows up on the 2011 budget if it's a 2012 expenditure.
Is this one that crosses both fiscal years?
Well, it only crosses by 1 month for December, so, but there's a lot of other ones that, right, that we're going to be seeing that are actually going through 12 and 13, but still show up under 2011.
Right, so I think what's being indicated on these budget sheets is that the amount that would be expensed in 2011 is accommodated within the 2011 budget.
But when the auditors do come out, they will not list those as expenditures. They're going to go ahead and reclassify those as prepaid expenses, and it becomes an asset item.
The last 11 months is not accommodated within the 2011 budget, so it wouldn't be classified as a prepaid expense. But what's missing on this budget page is how to characterize 2012.
Right.
And I guess one of the things we can think about is how we handle.
It seems like this $462,000 is going to affect our 2012 budget.
It will.
And it's accommodated.
Here it's showing 2011.
And it is accommodated with the 2012 tentative budget that was approved, but it's
okay,
not
so
reflected.
I was a little confused on how to read this.
But we're not reflecting that on this page, right?
Okay.
So we should figure out a way to maybe reflect. We'll have to think about it.
Some it shows it and others it doesn't, so I don't know whether it's. It's just not following the same
There's
way throughout, so maybe it needs to kind of address that.
Okay.
The second item is an emergency purchase of Oracle software products and support from Mythics Incorporated. This request is for additional software licensing and support services related to the technology refresh and disaster recovery project currently underway for our electronic toll violation processing and customer support systems. The current CMS contract for Oracle products and support has been terminated. The new successor contract is expected to be finalized in December 2011. Oracle has extended us an offer with a discount rate equal to that of the previous contract, 52%. This is 10% better than the new contract. Oracle is also offering the tollway an unlimited license agreement, or ULA, along with additional discounts. The combination of discounts and ULA will provide the tollway with significant savings, both capital and M&O, along with increasing licensing flexibility going forward. This offer will expire at the end of November 2011. CMS Procurement Council concurs that the tollway seek an emergency purchase to take advantage of this offer. The amount of this request is $1,600,000 to Mythics Incorporated.
So this is something that we had been in communication with CMS and had been hearing all along that ultimately they actually thought that their new contract would be resolved before this point and we could use their new contract to purchase this equipment. Now it seems like those negotiations are going to take longer. Maybe it will be December, maybe it will be longer than December. But in order to take advantage of the pricing, this is the procurement mechanism that we have to use. Regardless of whether it was an emergency purchase or whether we would have been able to order under a new CMS master, what have you, it would have been this particular software from Oracle.
Correct. It's the database software, right. Primary database software for the tollway system.
So this just gives us the opportunity to, how much do we think we're going to save by doing this?
We're going to save close to $1 million in capital and about $200,000 a year in ongoing expenses. So it's a good deal.
Actually, if I could clarify on the last item, I noticed this is a both of these items are capital items, so they are expensed in, under the trust indenture, they're expensed entirely under the current year, 2011. So it's only the operating budget expenses where it overlaps the year we have this issue of needing to show funding from both 2011 and 2012.
So, okay. Quick question. All three IT contracts I'm looking at look like they're all based out of state. Do any of them have local state offices or employ anybody in Illinois?
Oracle definitely has offices in Illinois.
ETC
has an office just down the road from us. And Kronos, I believe they do, but I'm not positive I can find that. I know we have a local representative.
Okay. Next item.
Okay. Item number three is a sole source contract award to Kronos Incorporated. Kronos is the tollway's time and attendance system that was implemented in 2005. This is a proprietary system which is integrated with the tollway's financial, human resources, and payroll system. The contract is for a two-year support and maintenance agreement for our existing web-based time and attendance system, as well as support for the badge and biometric terminals in use at our manned tollway facilities. This request also includes the purchase of a new workforce absence manager component, which will provide additional time management and reporting capability. The products and services provided by Kronos are proprietary in nature and are only offered by the vendor. The amount of this request is $201,761.17.
Any questions? Make a motion to approve all three items under information systems.
So moved.
Motion. Second.
Motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Passes. Motion passes.
Engineering.
This month, I've got 12 items. I believe the first eight are all professional services contract awards, and then three final releases of retainage on construction contracts and one land acquisition item. The first eight items are professional service contracts. We advertised for these in our recent professional service bulletin 11-2. On this bulletin, we received almost 500 statements of interest from 110 firms on the 25 professional service items that we advertised for. 56 of the statements of interest representing 22 of the firms had to be disqualified, and you'll see that it's on the summary sheets for each item who was disqualified. 13 of the firms representing about 45 statements, it was due to this missing Board of Election certificate, which is a non-curable omission. Two of the firms and six statements of interest were because they weren't IDOT pre-qualified. We follow IDOT's pre-qualification requirements, and seven firms representing 15 items were disqualified, characterized as not following directions, but all those were primarily because they didn't get it in to us on time. We had very good results for the selection. We had one DBE and four minority business enterprise prime consultants selected. Seven of the firms were brand new to the tollway as primes, and two of these firms do represent minority firms. Four firms were not selected in the past 4 years. 16 of the firms selected committed to exceeding our DBE requirements on those contracts, and the remaining ones committed to meeting our goals. Based on the statements of interest that were made and their commitments to the DBE, it looks like 33% of the overall fee represented by these 25 items is going to go to DBE or minority firms. Just as a statistic, so that the new board members are aware, over the past 7 years, really since the start of the congestion relief program, we've had 264 professional service contracts. We've utilized 98 different prime consultants to perform that work, and over 165 distinct professional service sub-consultants. I did want to thank the selection committee members. It takes a lot of work to review the 450 statements of interest. I was very happy with the results. They did a great job. I know the tollway is going to be well served by these firms that were selected. That's Greg Stucco and Rocco Zaccaro from engineering, and Sharon Ferguson from procurement helped out, and John Fortman from IDOT, and Carlos Bastidas. He's our independent engineer who sits on the committee. So we have 8 professional service contracts. Those are the first 8 items. They're all classified as upon request type contracts. These contracts have an established upper limit. It made it very easy for us to negotiate and finalize the scope on these contracts. We assigned work to them on a task order basis. We use these contracts to address design, primarily to address design and construction management needs associated with multiple small improvement contracts that we're going to assign to them. We also use them to address any unexpected work or emergency type work that might occur throughout the next years. Typically, they last only for about a year. They are over once the fee is met. IDOT has similar contracts. They term them various contracts. We established the budget for these contracts with input from our general engineering consultant, that's AECOM. They do the inspections on the roadway, so they kind of highlight the areas of the system that are going to need repair or upgrade in the coming year. Those are bridge repairs, pavement repairs, guardrail repairs, other small type repairs like that. The first item is a professional service contract for design upon request system-wide. Award is recommended to Bloom Company in the amount not to exceed $1 million. We're going to do design work under this contract for bridge and pavement repairs, guardrail, drainage, and embankment repairs. We did get 41 statements of interest on this contract. They've committed to exceeding our DDE goal, and they have an Illinois office. Should I continue on with the first 8?
Yes.
Okay. Item 2, professional service contract for design services upon request system-wide. Award is recommended to A. Epstein & Sons International in an amount not to exceed $500,000. Design work under this contract is going to be geared towards bridge and pavement repairs, and they're also going to be doing some facilities type repairs for us. We got 9 statements of interest on this contract, and they have committed to meeting our DDE goal, and they are also, they also have their headquarters located in Illinois. Item 3 is a professional service contract for intelligent transportation system services upon request. That's a system-wide contract also. Award is recommended to J.A. Watts in an amount not to exceed $500,000. Work under this contract will include preparation of plans and specs for various ITS-related devices, technical assistance on emerging ITS technologies, and some project management services for us related to the ITS improvements. J.A. Watts is a new prime consultant for the tollway. They are also a DWBE firm. They previously have worked for the tollway, but only as a sub-consultant. We got 4 statements of interest on this contract, and they will also be exceeding their DB goal, and they are headquartered in Illinois. Item 4, professional service contract for construction management and materials engineering services upon request. That's a system-wide contract also. Award is recommended to DLZ Illinois in an amount not to exceed $1,250,000. Work under this contract will include construction management and inspection of pavement, ramp, bridge repairs. They're also going to be able to do quality assurance testing of asphalt and concrete, and quality assurance testing of steel and aluminum fabrication for us. We got 9 statements of interest on this contract. DLZ Illinois has committed to exceeding our DBE goal. They are also an Illinois firm. Item number 5 is a professional service contract for construction management and materials engineering services upon request. That's a system-wide contract also. Award is recommended to Chicago Testing Laboratory in an amount not to exceed $1,250,000. Very similar work to item number 4. They are